Sure.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It was my wife and I ball with me.
That's the part of the job.
You sure?
Yeah.
Huh? No, you're fine.
Here's the sword. Sure.
Jim, you want us to start?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, John, Jim, members of the committee. My name is Gary Acock. I'm with RBC Capital Markets, RBC Dave Rauscher. We appreciate the time that you're giving us to present our credentials today. We've had the good fortune to be part of your finance team in the past, and we'd like to continue with that and demonstrate a lot of strength in this market of uncertainty, and we demonstrate a lot of depth too with the individuals that we can bring to the financing team and the strength of our company behind us. On my right, Dave Pippin. Dave has been with us and advises a lot on the school district side, but they're with us the highest school on his lines. Then to my direct left is Bill Vogelpool, and Bill is in our special products area. And given what's happened in the market, special products may not be something that you consider on your financings, but I thought it may be important for a tool to have for your financial advisor to have, because there may be proposals that come in that need to be analyzed, and you want to look at those to make sure that they make sense. And to tell you why they don't make sense, even though someone else may be telling you they do make sense in certain markets. And then John Philpott, formerly with the city of Waco, is now on our team too. We can get a little bit more into the individuals and their experience later. First page gives you a little history of our firm. I've been with the firm for at least 25 years in September. Started my career in New York with the firm there after 3 years left and joined the firm of Bradley Pierce. It was a Dallas-based firm. And you can see that we've merged with a sister company that we had, Dane Bosler, another municipal finance company. And then we were acquired by Merrill Lynch Canada. And since then, that was in 2001. We continue to have really the best of both worlds in the financial business. Number one, we continue to work with our clients in the way that we have in the past, and that is hands-on, locally based. We're all out of the Dallas office, but yet we have the strength of a large bank, AAA, where we need them for analysis, where we need them for capital. Next page are some of the stats with regards to our bank, our market cap, revenues, capital ratios. One thing to keep in mind that there's been a lot of disruption in the market. The disruption has occurred with firms that were heavily weighted in just the capital markets area. Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns. They weren't banks. They didn't take deposits. They were transacting in capital markets. Our capital markets business is only about 20 to 25% of the total bank business. So it's relatively small. It's within the guidelines of what the rating agencies look at, and they think of us they think of our plan, and they've given the bank a AAA rating, one of the only ones that's the one that out there with that rating. We are an international company with offices all over the world. Next page, you can see our financial statistics in terms of revenue, net income, return on equity, and earnings per share. And you can see in these times we're still having revenue years and income too. So we continue to be profitable for our shareholders and depositors. Page four, where we compare ourselves to some of the other major banks. And you can see that Moody's has us as a AAA. S&P is a AA minus, and Fitch is a AA. There were some others that were in that category, JP Morgan being one of them. They have over the last 6 months or so. The credit ratings have taken action on them and some of the others. And you can see also on the table on the right where our market capitalization is compared to them. And the Citis and the Goldman and the Morgan Stanleys. Also, you've probably heard in the news with regards to write-downs to assets on some of these capital market and banks that are non-performing. Our bank was never a large player in there. You can see the amount of write-downs that we've taken at the close of the year compared to the other banks. Again, this is a big picture. This is the bank where we stand with other banks. But the other part of the equation is the local service and the fact that we've been here providing financial advice to many types of clients, ranging from special authorities, school districts, to cities, to counties, to state agencies, in the manner in which we have been for the last 30 to 40 years. Next page has to do with our presence across the country. And you can see that we have municipal finance offices indicated by the light blue dots. Covers a large part of the country. This is helpful because we'll be looking at transactions that occur in other parts of the country. We can bring that experience to you as our client. If you've got a transaction that someone else is bringing to you, we can ask other people that work in our industry, in our firm, and check to see if it's similar to something that they're seeing, and get the pluses and the minuses from them on whether it's worked for them in their area and why, to see if it's suitable for something that you may like to pursue.
So some reason you do a line to the middle?
No, sir. I'm not sure. Actually, maybe because we've maybe seen the managing a $22 million issue for Midland. If you're from Midland, you may know they had a bond issue that was just passed for jail expansion out there. And we may be in the market with that in about 2 weeks. So, maybe because it's a current good client. Our structure in the municipal area, each of these boxes kind of divides up how we're structured with municipal finance. That's where David and John and myself are under that box, that first box on the left. Bill is under that second box to the left, the municipal products area. And then we have asset advisory arm, and then our sales and trading. So as a financial advisor, we would involve a lot of parts of these. For instance, on an issue that you would be in the market with, we would be able to go to our sales and trading desk. And because we're such the largest transactor in the market, and we'll see the statistics to that later on, we can verify and make sure that you're getting the best market rates out there. Because we ourselves are involved in a lot of different transactions, either as a financial advisor or an underwriter, and we also have a capital risk on those transactions. So we'll know whether the underwriters are underwriting these to blow out to investors, whether it may cause bonds to go into inventory, which again is not a good situation because you don't necessarily necessarily want your bonds to be stockpiled and then sold off in the secondary market. Page seven is our commitment to Texas. And you can see we've got 12 offices in the state of Texas. We have a desk in Dallas, so although we're a national firm, any bonds that we're going to go to look at will be done out of the Dallas office. 115 retail salespeople. So we've got really both sides of the equation covered when we sell bonds to institutions and also bonds to retail sales. And why is that important? It's important because the market does shift. You've typically seen these types of bond issues being sold to institutions for the last, 15 years. Retail has been a part of it. They've participated a lot through the money market funds. But with institutions holding some of their cash back and with some of those institutions also cash being withdrawn from them, we've now seen retail sales become a big part of any bond issue that's out there. So it's important for us to have that type of communication with our retail sales. I mentioned that issue for the city of Midland, or for Midland County. That we have a retail office out there. They're going to be largely involved in making sure that retail sales are placed there. Next page. Good experience as a financial advisor from the years 2003 to 2008. And you can see that that's given to you in terms of firm-wide numbers and Texas numbers. And then down below, you can see some of the clients that that each of us at the table have. I myself work with a lot of different types of clients, from authorities to cities to school districts, worked on hospital issues. Some of my clients include the state of Texas. Every year I work with the controller and her staff on the largest issue in the state of Texas, and some years the largest issue in the municipal market. That's a multi-billion dollar tax and revenue anticipation note. The controller issues that in order to raise cash to pay to the school districts in the beginning of the year. Last year that was about $6.4 billion. It's been as high as $7 million. So I myself were entrusted with large, high profile issues, complicated from a rating standpoint. We help them with their rating agency presentations. So we look at all of the cash flow of the state, we look at the credit of the state with the rating agencies and help them maintain those high ratings. Others that are somewhat similar would be, like, for instance, Texas Department of Housing, which has been a long time client of mine. They do their own issues for single family housing. It's based upon the mortgage credit, but yet they're also, to some extent, a conduit issuer too for other types of issuers. So we know both sides of similar to what you all do, issuing bonds for yourself and then also as a conduit to help other members of your firm. David, did you want to mention experience with Waco ISD?
We were very honored to be selected last year, just prior to, several months prior to the election, to serve as the financial advisor to Waco ISD. I had worked with Dr. Hernandez, also the financial advisor title, which was the school district where he was deputy superintendent previously, and was very happy to see that the Waco area shifting some focus to the public schools and look forward to have a very successful site and look forward to moving forward to seeing those schools open. I know many of them are in the black right now.
Okay. And then, John, your experience then, see Waco, and I know you've been involved with a lot of other city efforts too.
Mostly cities, but with Waco, I was here, I was talking to these people this morning, but Carson Hogue was here when I was here. So that's a ways back, and you were in the other building. But most of it, I was with the city for 23 years in the public works arena, so I'm familiar with this particular area. Actually, first half of my life, I grew up in the upper end of the basin around Lubbock. But I've been able to help cities, and primarily cities, but I thought this was a good opportunity for us to sit down and be able to work with y'all too.
I think that John's experience can be helpful to the extent that you have some issues come up, and we have somebody experienced with his type of experience we can bounce off of. Other people, for instance, with types of experience we have, former rating agency, people that have been part of the rating agency, so to the extent that we're making presentations, they can be helpful to make sure that we're giving good information to them. We're saying what we need to say, highlighting what we need to highlight. And then Bill, I'll get to Bill in a second, but again, he's been our special products group. But just so you know, other clients that have worked with Texas Veterans Land Board, City of Mesquite, and then some schools of Deer Park, I was too. References, these were included in the just on the next page. These were included in our proposal to you. Page 10. Given the size of some of your issues and some of the entities that issue through you, I thought it may be a good idea to let you know about our private placement experience. We do it for issuers all over the country. Typically, it should be looked at on certain issues as a good alternative to a public offering, where it may be able to save you and the entity some costs in gaining access to the market.
You work with banks primarily on private placement?
We do, banks and institutions. We've done some with insurance companies and also with funds too. In my experience, there was even a time when we looked at a group of individuals too in terms of private placement. Next page 11. It kind of sums up our experience. One of the few firms, if not the only firm, to really be in the top five in both sides of the business, in terms of lease managing on the principal side, on the underwriting side, and then also as a financial advisor. I think what that brings to an issuer is experience that no one else can bring. Because we're in the market more than anybody else, but yet we're also trusted, and we act as an advisor, as an agent for a large amount, and large issuers all over the state, from, as we said, large issue sizes all the way down to, million or less than a million in some cases.
I was going to say, I also am the financial advisor for Crawford ISD. Last month, I was the underwriting side, the lead banker on a $400 million Dallas ISD issue. But we represent clients of all sizes and issues of all sizes. We have expertise because of the size of RPC to bring others into the building.
Next page gives you a look at our staff, and I mentioned some of the people that are here. Some that are not here are quantitative support back at the office, sales and trading individuals that have been with us for, as you see, a long time, 29 years in the business. We also have what's called a large short-term trading desk. Again, it's a market that you haven't had to enter into, but if the opportunity is there or if it makes sense, We have a large short-term trading desk that comes into there when we do, for instance, the tax revenue issue for the state of Texas. That works closely also with the municipal products there. And then one area, too, that I do want to mention, and that's our infrastructure group, our project group. If entities are looking to sell on assets or to purchase assets, for instance, we see this a lot in the power generation area, we have a group that looks at that, and we can advise you with regards to that, with regards to what the market is for those types of sales, for acquisition. And we're actively involved in that. But they do the range. I mean, power states look at selling their lottery systems for future revenue. And there's all different types of contracts. We have a very active group that does that, and we can bring them in as your financial advisor to work and evaluate those opportunities. Lastly is the sum up. And we mentioned capital strength. We mentioned the strength being recognized by the rating agencies in this market, where there's a lot of uncertainty, and have been a lot of downgrades. We mentioned the fact that we have a diverse staff, rating agency specialists, being that would be someone that we bring to bear on this. A commitment to Texas over a long term, and given this market, we're still committed and have vibrant practice. And then in terms of financial advisory services, what we provide our clients from different sizes and different needs. Lastly, I'd like Bill to say something a little bit about the special products area and what he does. And again, it's something that you may have considered, but in the future, there may be someone out there that talks to you about special products, and we have the expertise in hand to evaluate those proposals.
Sure. Thank you, Gary. I'm from Galveston. My family's from Fayette County from seven generations. I'm based out of the Dallas office and focus exclusively on Texas issuers. And specifically what Gary's referring to is derivative structures. We think that for certain people, under the right conditions and situations, alternatives to the traditional cash market are a viable option. In the last 4 months, we've structured about $500 million in Texas alone with large Texas issuers. And one of the structures that we did is an alternative to the traditional cash market, where we issued synthetic fixed rate and save the client about 250 basis points over going into the traditional cash market. Now, you know, they're very large, sophisticated issuer, and it made sense for them to take on that type of risk. Like I said, it's on a case-by-case basis, and it really depends on the issuer at the time and what their specific needs are.
And again, the main reason why I wanted Bill to be here, in case there are any questions in that area, it is an area that's been in the newspaper a lot, and also just to demonstrate if we ever needed, we have that expertise. Thank you for your time. Just to sum it up again, we provide this service to clients that have some of the largest, some of the most complex financing, but we're also built, and we have that heritage with regards to on-hand service. We're just right up the road. So even when David and I talk about smaller, medium-sized issues, we are there for them at the meetings, on the phone, reviewing documents with their counsel, and basically doing our best and bring our firm's resources to deliver the best financing and to work with the rest of your staff and your financing team in achieving that objective. Thank you for your time, and we appreciate going to the next segment.
Any questions? Don't think we have any questions.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.